Tanya for Dalet Tishrei is in the Geret HaKedesh Simen Chof, where the Alter Rebbe is saying that the creation of the world comes from the Atzmus, from God Himself. Only God Himself is capable of creating a physical object that is completely unaware of its creator. Because just as God has no creator, and He is because He is, therefore the things that He creates are also, in the same way, they feel that they are because they are without any creator. However, this infinite divinity, God Himself, comes down in a finite form through Malchus of Atzilus. It is known that the main ingredient that causes the created being to feel its own existence and be separated from God, whom Malchus da Atzilus. Shenase Atik de Brio, the Malchus of Atzilus, becomes the Atik, the Tainug of Brio, because the Malchus of the higher world appreciates the lower world and introduces Tainug in what is beneath it. Because that is the nature of Malchus. Ki ein melech beloi am, because you can't have a king without a people, so the king, by very definition, Malchus, recognizes the significance and the importance of the lower world, of the people over whom he is king. The other attributes exist for themselves, and they don't need anybody else. Whereas Malchus, in order to be a king, you need the people to be a king over. So you recognize the value of the people, or of the lower world. So the Malchus of Atzilus introduces pleasure, tainug, and will for the lower worlds. The Gam, Zibu, Hanivrayim, V'Hischalkuson, and the variety of creatures and their separation, that they are separated from each other. Shenivru, B'Keyacha, Ein Seif, Yachad, U'Miyuchad, B'Tachlis, although they are created from the one God who is one and indivisible, and not made up of parts, and yet the created being is made up of many parts. How does that happen? That's from the numerous letters that come from Malchus, which is also called Pi Havaya, God's mouth, Uberuach Piv Kol Tzivom, as it says, that everything was created by the breath of his mouth. So the mouth is the letters and the five tools of articulation. In the human being, there are five parts to the mouth or to the throat that pronounce the letters. And hein may hey gvures de nukva. And these five expressions, the five tools of articulation, are also known as the five gvures, the five restrictions, the five tzimtzumim of Malchus, which is called Nukva, the feminine. And that's why Malchus is called the revealed world. Because in Malchus, the ability that God has to create something out of nothing, that unique ability that only God has, where does it reveal itself? Where does it function? In Malchus. A creation that comes not through natural and gradual steps from cause to effect, but rather the miraculous creation of Yeshmaya. But the earlier nine svides that precede Malchus, they come from each other through gradual development, cause and effect. Bina comes from Chochma, Das comes from Bina, and so on. The Eid, O Ein Seif, who melubish b'Chochma levado, and the Ein Seif, the infinite godliness, is clothed in Chochma alone. And we're saying that the infinite, the creative ability that only God has reveals itself in Malchus. More than in Chochmah is v'zeh shekosuv no tchiloson b'seifa. So this is what it means when it says that the tchilah, the beginning, is implanted in the end, in the last, in the lowest level. Because tchilah is keser, at the beginning of all the spheres. And although Chochmah is the beginning, the rosh, the head, but tchilah comes before the rosh. So the tchilah, the keser, is implanted in the end in Malchus. Because keser is the bridge between the emanator, between the Ein Seif, and the created being and the finite beings, the yesh bebechinas achrein shel Ein Seif, and it contains within itself the last aspect, the lowest aspect of the Ein Seif, as well as the highest aspect of the lower condition, and that's how it bridges the two. It is the end of one and the beginning of another. So because Kesed is the bridge, it is the last step of the Ein Seif, and that's the Tchilah. It expresses itself in the Malchus, in the lowest level. No Tchilos and B'Seifan, the higher it is, the lower it comes. V'lochein nikra Kesed Malchus. And that's why it is called Kesed Malchus, because the relationship between Kesed is Malchus. And Malchus is unique and different from the relationship between Kesed and all the other. Ki ein Kesed elo lemelech, a Kesed, a crown, is worn only by a king. Gam ki b'chinas achreina dein seif, he Malchus de ein seif. Also because the lowest level of the ein seif is the Malchus of the ein seif. Malchus is the lowest aspect of every condition, of every state of being. So in the Ein Seif, when we say that Malchus, when we say that Kesed contains the lowest part of the Ein Seif, what is the lowest part of Ein Seif? It's Malchus, the Malchus of Ein Seif. The Malchus of Ein Seif relates to the Malchus of the creation. That's why Malchus Datzilus is called Kesed when you count the Svizes from the bottom up. When you start from Malchus and count upwards, Malchus is called Kesed, because Malchus brings the element of Kesed into the whole condition, into the whole world of Atzilus, so that Malchus is in a way the Kesed of all the other spheres of Atzilus, in a return, in a backward fashion, from the bottom up. And that's why Malchus is called Alma Deizgalia. It's the revealed world, because in it, the true and unique power that God has to create, Yesh Ma'ayin, is revealed, is in a revealed state. It shows there more than the other spheres. But this is all God's ability, but not godliness itself. And the proof is that this ability creates creatures that are not godly. So although it reveals God's power, it doesn't reveal godliness. That's why the Alter Rebbe says that there is another reason why Malchus is called the revealed world, because it actually reveals godliness as well. Uma gam, and particularly kibriyas hanishamis mimeno, that the creation of souls also comes from Malchus, lihiyes yesh v'dova nifed b'fnei atzmei b'elam habriya, that the neshama, which is godliness, becomes an entity in the world of Bria, the Nika Bishem Leda Kikias Yamsuf, and this is called Leda. It is called birth. The Neshama is born into the world of Bria from Malchus, like Kikias Yamsuf Deba'atika Talia. Like it says in Kabbalah, that Kikias Yamsuf was possible because of Atika. In Kesed, there are two levels, Atik and Arich. Arich is the lower level, the beginning of the creation. And Atik is the higher level, the end, or the lowest level of the Ein Seif. So in order to have Kriyas Yamsuf, there had to be a revelation from Atik into the world. Ba'atik or Talia. It depended on Atik. And Atik is the Ein Seif. which has to be revealed in order for the neshama to be born, because birth and Kriyas Yamsuf are the same thing. It's the birth, the revelation of what was concealed and hidden in the sea. The Gam, and what's more, not only the birth depends on Atik, on a revelation of the Ein Seif, but also Kol Gidul HaNesham is called Zayin Hadoshim, the pregnancy itself, the 7 months of gestation, Mizivug Shel Shmini Atzeres, Ad Shvi Shel Pesach, the 7 months from Shmini Atzeres until the seventh day of Pesach. Shmini Atzeres is the marriage, the union, and 7 months later there's the birth. On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, by Kriyas Yamsuf, that's when the birth takes place. So those 7 months of pregnancy, when the neshama is in a state of ibur, of pregnancy, that too depends on Ein Seif. That too is a miraculous state. It's like the development and the growth of Zohen Nukva in the mother, which is Bina. So the emotions are born in Bina, from Pnimiyas Bina, Shehu Al Yidei Eres El Yeinim Imei Lo. And in order for that to happen, there has to be a revelation from the higher lights, from the higher powers of Bina, of the mother, Ulamai Lo Lamai La Ad Ein Seif HaMislabish Bo, from the highest Ein Seif Kayach that exists within Bina, in order to be able to nurture the Zohar and the Malchus called Tesei Zayin Yarchi Leida, the 9 or 7 months of the pregnancy. So the same is true also in the birth of the neshama and the angels that come into the world of Bria, that there's a miraculous, Ein Seif influence in order for the pregnancy to proceed. Vegan, and what's more, kol ike v'sheirish hatipa shemekabeles u'misaberes mizo humimeichen da'avo. Not only the pregnancy, but also the fertilization, the beginning of the pregnancy, also depends on the revelation of the higher light of the Ein Seif, in order for the tipa to receive and become fertilized by the attributes that are above it, from Zohar, that also comes Mimeichen Da'avo. It comes from the Meichen of Chochmah and Bina. Ubechol Zivug Nimsheches La'avo Me'atik from the high. In every case where there is a union of Chochmah and Bina, of the mother and father, it has to come from Arich Antin, the Atik Yemen. It has to come from the higher level of Keser. Umil Mailo, Lemaila Adin Seif, up to the level of the Ein Seif, the Akshahakil Behelem B'meichen Adleidas Hanukva. Only it is all concealed. It is all contained inwardly, in a concealed state, in the mind, until the Malchus, the female, the woman, gives birth and reveals the neshamas u'malochim v'haycholis le'ilam habriya, and produces the souls and the angels and the chambers of the world of Bria from the world of Atzilus. Nimto shezehu gilui eirein seif mamish ha'idei ha'ibr v'haleida. So in Malchus, there's not only a revelation of God's ability to create, but also of godliness itself as it comes into the lower world, represented by the neshama, the angels, and the haycholis. In the Hayem Yem for the 4th of Tishrei, the Rebbe says, Kitzur Bir Amur Be'efen Ha'alef. This is a resume of my father's explanation of the first method of tshuva mentioned in yesterday's Hayem Yem. And that is the tough of the word tshuva stands for Tomim Tiyeh Em Hashem Elikecha, that you should be sincere, wholesome with God. Avedas ha-tshuva ha-bo al-yedei ha-tmimus. That's the method of tshuva that comes through wholesomeness, through simplicity. Kamo b'chines u-madreges b'in ha-tmimus. There are many aspects to wholeness, to wholesomeness, to sincerity. will be yachas ela tshuva, and in reference, relative to tshuva, ha'ela al kulana, the type of tmimus, the type of wholesomeness that is most relevant, that is to tshuva, he tmimus halev, is the wholesomeness of the heart, hanikras ernstkeit, that is called earnestness. As it says concerning Avraham, that God, the greatness of Avraham was that God found his heart to be earnest in his Avedah.